version of Daytime Confidential. It's a girls' night out once again, and since that's all that they watch, it has to be an ABC version. Welcome, everyone. I'm Lisa.
I'm Belinda.
I'm Danielle.
Tina. Stop watching baseball. And Tina's here, too, so stay tuned.
All of a sudden a conversation popped up that I guess was from this morning, but it just decided to pop up now.
Too funny. Okay, well, anyways, everyone, we're here to discuss ABC. Luke is unavoidably detained.
Is he on a date?
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, that would be great.
Oh, I would just...
Maybe he has a hot date with a really beautiful girl who just, you know, is very smart.
Well, let's hope he's on a hot date, because when someone says detained, I think of orange jumpsuits.
Oh, you think of anybody on General Hospital?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, so he's been arrested.
Too long. Yeah.
Well, what's going on General Hospital this week that interests me was nothing.
Nothing interests you?
Really?
No, I think it's more piece of crap. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm kind of excited for the ball.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to that. But this week I was kind of whatever.
Well, it's that lull before sleep.
It's sketchy. Yeah. It's very sketchy entertainment at this point.
Okay. I cannot get excited about anything when Robin freaking Scorpio wants Damian Spinelli to father her child. Can't do it.
Oh, Spinelli. The poor. He stepped up.
Oh, gee.
He tried to step up. He tried to step up.
Well, that's right, but he gave it his all. E for effort. Go Spinelli.
You know, the old college try.
Yeah. E for effort. Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is not horseshoes, people.
Why is she going about this in such a lame way?
Because they can't have Robin be strong and have a spot.
Apparently not.
She was smart for a minute and a half and go, yes, I'll go to a sperm bank. But no, they want her to look desperate. And
she asked the dumbest man in town to father her child, Lucky Spencer. I mean, he's gorgeous, but he's the dumbest man in town.
But maybe, you know, that skip generation thing? So maybe they get Luke smarts. Maybe that's what she thought, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was a bad thing.
I think she just thought Spencer and Scorpio go to Canada.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me.
Can you imagine?
Give me a moment.
Grandpa Luke and Grandpa Robert.
I'm having a hot flash.
You're right.
Well, Luke, our Luke, Daytime Confidential Luke, always wanted a Cassadine Scorpio, Robin and Nick.
I would really like Nick. I said that in my in my column that will be posted next week. Is that I really would rather see Robin with Nick than Nick with Emily or Robin with Patrick. And I'm just so pissed off at Patrick. It's like he doesn't want her. He's done moved on to Flavor of the Month, too. And he's doing everything he can to prevent her from finding someone to father this baby.
Well, you know, at least he just had to step end off. Of the week this week and said, you know, that he was wrong and that he shouldn't be doing that.
Maybe.
At least he admitted that he was being a jerk.
Final.
Yeah. Well, that is more than we get with some of them.
Most of them.
And I've got a shocking revelation for you guys. I really enjoyed Sunny and Kate this week.
Oh, stop it.
I did, too.
You guys are
wrong. Could I bomb it?
I
know.
I really, no, it's true. I agree with you, Belinda. Go ahead. I completely agree.
I don't know what it is. Something about she humanizes him.
She does. She talks like he's human, like he's a person. She doesn't scream at him and tell him he's wrong all the time.
And she wears
a
bra.
She doesn't bow down and kiss his feet.
She wears
a bra. How funny, though, was the whole thing when Robin went to go talk to Spinelli with Jason there. And for once, we saw more than just the blink, blink stare from Jason.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What is his name? The Steve Burton shows up in his scenes. It doesn't matter if Robin's just in the background. When Robin is with him, when he is with Kimberly McCullough, is the best I see Steve Burton act, in my view.
It's true. That's true.
Well, that could be because they've known each other for a long time. You know what I mean?
It's still his job to act.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but he's taking the acting direction. The blank stare is what they want from him. He's brain damaged, lest we all forget he has no conscience. That's why we can't hold it against him, because he's a murderous thug. Because he has brain damage.
Oh, he doesn't know what he's doing.
And here we go.
Right. He doesn't have the same moral compass. I don't know what the hell's up with the rest of Port Charles. They don't have the same excuse, but that's the thing with Steve Burton, is he's following his directions in these scenes with the blank stares and the dumb look. But you're right. And he was so expressive the way he was looking at Robin and Spinelli.
Oh, yeah. He brings it with her, and I love it. I love Jason and Robin. Not
I was
as a couple.
Upset when they broke up years and years ago.
I hate
one of the reasons I hated Carly was for that.
Well, did you love Diane and Carly? That little.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I love anything that gets Diane on my screen.
She's awesome.
She's fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
She's awesome. Is. Kate's hair, Elizabeth's skin. Yeah, things like that I have to cling on to. Since I haven't watched the show.
And to be honest, I'm really enjoying Carly when she's not in the scene with Sonny or Jason.
Oh, yeah. She's more human. Yeah, well, she's more human. She's not, like, telling them what to do, because that's all she does is tell them what to do.
Well,
you know, I'm beginning to hate with all my little tiny black beating heart is Lulu.
Thank you. Join the club. Come
thank
over.
You. Join me, Carly.
Sit next to me
join
on that
little
bus.
Yes, lift it out. Oh. It's like, you know, girl, you need to sit down, cross
She's
your legs.
Hideous.
Shut up.
She's
hideous. For real.
Oh, my gosh. What have they done to
Alvin? When she starts having those sex hormones, it really screws her up, you know?
You know, it's not even just that. She's just such the mini Carly.
Yes.
She can't take anybody's advice. Exactly.
No, and they couldn't let her model her after her mother.
No,
they had to model her after the most hated woman in the history of daytime, Carly, because they love that slut so much.
Right, Alexis Carrington?
That's her, too.
No, I love
not
that
daytime,
slut.
Daytime, honey.
Sorry, it's the only one I could think of at the top of my head. She's not even daytime. But when Diane told Carly that she charges Sonny double when she has to deal with Carly, I just almost peed on myself laughing, because I thought, who wouldn't? Mental duress. Oh,
really?
I love you. And get her to wear a bra and you'd be my hero forever.
I missed the Mrs. Robinson scene. I missed it. I didn't get to see it.
What, Mrs. Robinson?
Between Max and Diane?
Oh, yeah. I saw it.
Oh, I missed it.
And I would think that was wonderful.
Okay, I needed brain bleach. I love being on my little island of unpopular opinion. Doesn't bother me.
Does he? Yeah.
I needed brain bleach.
On him.
I thought, hey, baby, what's up? I just thought it was kind of gross. She's awesome, but with Max, because he's so in love with Carly, it just freaks me out.
Well, he's cute. He's a hottie. He has feelings, too, you know.
He could.
Carly!
Yeah, he could be taught. I'm offering. I'll teach him. God love him.
What he does for a living, that he would actually wouldn't sleep with Diane because he's in love with his Mrs. C.
Yeah. Who's Mrs. J, actually. But hey, we'll let that go.
Yeah.
Or however many initials she has now.
Yeah, nobody ever associates her with being married to Jack. She's still in all of our minds. She's still Sonny's mall.
Danielle, you're just the first one I saw on my little board here.
Uh-oh.
Jax or Sonny?
Jax.
Okay, Tina.
Jax.
Belinda.
Jax.
Okay, me too. And we all have, you know, pretty well working brains. What the hell is wrong with everybody in Port Charles? I'm changing subjects because I just remembered something.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
Is Maxie coming back this week?
Who?
Maxie.
Well,
she's at the ball. She's in spoiler pits.
Yeah, she's in the spoilers.
Oh, thank you, God.
She's supposed to be there. I don't know.
And I know Kirsten Storms has had some issues.
She had a little run-in with the law after a few cocktails.
Cocktails, like we had the last Girls Night Out. But
for our slumber
party. I've missed her. And from what I read, did Reagan report that she's going to go after Layla for Robin?
Yes.
Oh, I hope so.
That's my girl.
I just want someone to rip Layla's fake-looking hair out and stuff it down her throat.
Really?
You know, I don't like Layla at all.
Yeah, at first I tried to like her, and then she sits there with a little snooty attitude, like,
oh, with her baklava talk about, I have the best bakery in London that serves the most marvelous baklava.
That's the thing that General Hospital does so poorly, is that they try to tell us how awesome people are, and it doesn't work. You got to show us how awesome people are.
Right.
Layla's not awesome. She's boring. She's not Robin Scorpio. We know Robin Scorpio. We know she's awesome when she's acting like Robin. Yeah.
I don't understand what would be so wrong with them honoring the way we feel about the characters.
What?
At least attempting to honor the ones we like versus the ones they like.
What do you mean? You mean the audience actually participating and liking the
right. And get a say in what goes on?
Precisely, yes.
Are you kidding?
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
I would get Diane a new wardrobe, and dang you, Trevor Lansing, for stopping that.
Oh, yes.
Secondly, I would
get this magazine. It's only a matter of time.
That's true.
Because these over-pearly mannish suits, I mean, okay, Annie Hall was 35 years ago. Let it go.
She wears them better than Alexis ever did.
That's what I was going to say.
Alexis is so
wonderful.
Oh, Alexis has come out wearing a paper sack. I'm like, oh, look how gorgeous she is.
No, but I'm talking about back in the day when she was Sonny's lawyer and she used to wear those very manly suits.
Oh, yeah.
With the tie.
Wears them much better.
Yeah.
Well, remember when she first started out, anyway, she was kind of mousy and quiet. She didn't say much. She was very reserved.
Well, see, I thought she as watchful. She just kind of absorbed everything.
But it wasn't until her sister came along.
Oh, yeah.
Her sister came along that loosened her up. I mean, remember the time that her sister threw a party for her and she's like, come on, Alexis, you know, loosen up. And she was drinking a beer and dancing. It was the most hysterical thing I've ever seen.
Oh, man. Lancey Lee Braun just rocked that. Oh, the good old days.
Anyways,
before she was polluted with Sunny Sperm. Anyway. All right, what has gone on
Sunny
One Life to Live?
Stupid.
Oh, stop it.
I've only been on One Life to Live on Thursday, so I need to catch up, but I've only, you know, been up to that point right now.
What have you guys thought about One Life to Live lately?
One Life to Live has been hilarious. I love this diner in Paris, Texas.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Vicky's there.
Yes.
Great storyline for Vicky.
Perfect. She went out and got a life.
Yay.
I like the fact she's not in Paris. You know, she's in Paris, Texas.
Right.
And she fits in with the normal people so well. Now, when her first alter, you ladies are a little younger than me. You might not remember this. But when Nikki first came about, she was in waiting tables in a diner.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just kind of this harsher version of Vicky now. Of course, Vicky's integrated, so that would explain that. But it really brings back some of the best loved things about Vicky, her being in there, making friends with the young single mom. And I'm very excited about
it. Okay, raise a show of hands, but verbal hands, of course. Jared's kid. None. I think it's Jared's. Oh.
Jared's kid.
Mimi.
Gigi. The unknown father of Gigi's child?
Jared.
Jared. Well,
I think Tina had a comment about the Texas diner, not to go back to it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, please do.
I think she was trying to say something. I think it just kept cutting her off. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I just really think that, first off, the idea of having a diner serving that kind of food in Texas.
It's hilarious.
It's just hilarious. You know, it's the kind of place that Asa probably would have loved to eat at.
Exactly.
And you got to think that it must be at this point down the road from his ranch because they're all going to meet in Texas.
Yep. All of them.
That ought to be hysterical, too.
And what was it called? The Bonjour Cafe or something, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Love it. I just love it. I love that. I love Frank Valentini. I just want to just hug him. Thank you. Thank you for using Vets. I appreciate it.
We need to send him a card or something and tell him how much we appreciate
it. I'm just wondering how long it takes Brian Franz to realize that One Life to Live's being written correctly and to ruin it.
Well, I don't know if you guys.
Well, let's bite our tongues and not praise how well One Life to Live is doing. And
okay, it sucks.
You to enjoy it.
Well, no. I mean, did you? Well, Michael Bruno, when we talked to him last week, he said they're very smart writers. I mean,
they are. Yes, they are.
They're writing very smartly. They're doing things not like outrageous outside the character, you know, that you would go, exactly. Well, Claire would never do that. Todd would never do that. Dorian wouldn't do that. Why is she doing it? You know. So.
Well, that's why in one of our podcasts, I think it's called like Soap Writing 101 or something, I go down the list and Frank Valentini is doing that list by the book what works. And I love that. It's smart, just like you said. And he's a lawyer. And I'm so grateful for him because most of my soaps are sucking right now. So
he has been picking it
this
up.
This whole diner storyline, I mean, you have a vet who is front and center in the storyline, slowly introducing a bunch of new characters so that we get to know them. They're not being force-fed down our throats.
Exactly.
Which is what they did right with Beth Ann Bonner.
A vet. So now I sympathize for Gigi. Being a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know about anybody else, but I do.
Oh, well, sure she is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So far, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's how my mom raised me. She was a waitress. I mean, she was a single mom. She was a waitress. That's awesome. How she made her money. So
I think it's awesome.
The utmost respect for waitresses.
Absolutely. Movies. They work really hard. And like Tina was saying, it's one step at a time. Oh, chef. Chef Light. Yeah.
Oh.
That's pretty good, Tina. It's just so funny.
I'm also enjoying Dorian and Langston. Now Dorian's got Blair balled up in it, so it'll probably ruin it for me, but you know, Dorian trying to step in and be there for Langston has just been really good TV.
I've loved Langston since she's been on. Very slow.
The only one complaint I have about her is why did they have to change her hair? It was fine the way it was. Now she looks doing the German Shepherd thing again or something. It's just got the...
I don't know. I think she likes the highlights.
They're just... I don't like them.
I love that we're picking on her hair.
I'm sorry. No, I don't mean to be so... You
you're
know,
so
I'm
cute.
I'm not trying to be petty. I'm just saying.
And she makes... that's what you do. Watchable. Yeah.
Well, Star was watchable before she became a victim. I'm sorry.
Yes.
And
she's a brilliant actress, but the character, I've just been dreading her growing up to be Blair Jr. ever since the day she was born.
I would take Blair Jr. a whole lot better than I would somebody that flutters her hands and lets Brittany rock all over her. And now that Brittany's gone, I like the reptile-loving Star that I grew up with. So that's just me, though.
I think Langston's more of a Kramer than Adriana.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Does anybody like her? Does anybody like that little wet blanket?
I don't.
Rex does, obviously.
Because she's a hot piece of booty. Oh, wait. Because she's very pretty. I can't stand her. I want her gone. She should never have been a Kramer. She's not a Kramer.
No.
She's the only thing left over from the Santies that we haven't managed to wash out, you know, the bad taste out of our mouth. Of course, we still have Antonio and Christian, but they were there before the Santies. So, I really think that that's why I don't like her. She's just a last holdout from one of the most miserable daytime experiences of my life. And it was when the Santies invaded
the
land.
Night, I would have cared.
Right. I would not even notice. I wouldn't even notice. And boo-hoo. Come on, let's do it.
Did anybody watch Friday's episode? Thursday. I'm on Thursday.
All right. Because watching Christian and Natalie at one table and Jared and Sarah at the other table, making out, at the palace was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Now, does anybody like Sarah? Do you guys like Sarah?
I really enjoyed Sarah when she was in the scenes with the girls at the apartment when they were talking to Talia, trying to get Talia to open up, and they knew that her crush was on Antonio. I really liked her at that point, and I thought, she's growing on me. But then there she is, sucking face with a total stranger to make her cousin mad.
Exactly. I don't really think I care for her right now. I mean, ask me in another 2 weeks, but I agree. I like the girl scenes and stuff. I didn't care for the, when she's whining to Christian or she, it's like, shut up.
Okay, I missed why she's mad at Natalie. So can somebody fill me in on that one?
Well, because Natalie came in all holier than thou and told Sarah to stay away from Jared because he's trouble, because he's this, because he's that.
Oh.
And basically told Sarah that she has, no judgment when it comes to men, as did Christian. So they pushed her into this relationship.
Natalie, what is wrong with you?
Have a talk with their grandma, too, because she has decided to invite Jared to live at Asa's mansion and is telling him all the time how he looks just like Asa when he was a young man. So somebody needs to tell grandma there to
you, oh, you mean step-grandma? You mean one of those step-grandmothers? Yeah.
Well, I just went blank and couldn't remember her name.
Renee.
Do we really need another Buchanan, or do you think this guy's going to be a con artist?
I don't care. The Buchanans are on my screen. If Kevin and Joey come back,
I think they may have decided that since Tuck Watkins can't come back full time, they may have backed off of David being a Buchanan, this Jared dude may be the replacement.
Not for long.
Nope. What I understand, David is still going to be a Buchanan. Mm-hmm. Next week we get David on our screen
with Alex.
We're getting Alex back on.
That's gonna be funny.
Supposedly David and Alex get engaged.
Yeah, he cons him into asking him to marry, asking her to marry him. I mean, she's good. This is Alex. This is classic Alex, and I'm so happy.
This is hilarious.
Yes, it is.
Does she think she's being left something? I guess so, or she wouldn't have been called to be there.
Oh, no, I think she's just tailing around waiting for the other shoe to drop when David comes out.
She's
going to
show up in this outrageous feathered outfit or something and be like, oh.
My precious Ace. And I'm going to love it. I'm going to love it. So, and I'm going to party and tape it and keep it forever like I did the 10,000th episode. So, all right, all my children, let's go to that. And.
Oh, why?
And just get it over with.
All right. If daytime television has an asshole, it's all my children.
Okay. No, it's Young and the Restless.
I have to say it. It's, Babe sounds like a man now. I swear. There's some sort of hormone thing with that girl. It's like, hi.
You guys are so funny. It's been very jarring. Let's just be honest.
Yeah. It's very jarring. But the best line of the week had to have been when Adam said that, referred to Greenlee as a woman in it. What did he say? She's a disaster in 4-inch heels.
Oh, yes. Adam, anything. Adam sneezing is the
I know.
Oh, love him. Okay, Luke brought up an interesting point that I wanted to talk to you guys about. Luke's going to be mad that I brought it up with you and not him. And he had a very good point, and I hadn't thought about it. Kendall, Zach, Ryan, and Annie, are they the new Sonny, Carly, Jason, and Courtney?
As bad as I hate them, I'd have to say probably yes.
I think so, yeah.
I can't stand Kendall. She's ruining Zach for me. I don't like Ryan at all. And Annie, she was a little bit intriguing when I first started watching, but not anymore.
Okay,
I don't think Annie's going to be around much longer to make any kind of difference at all.
Really? What makes you think that?
I don't know. I like I said earlier, I watched a couple minutes on Friday because, I mean, this damn show is so painful to watch.
Isn't it?
It's like a trip to the dentist.
So I watch a couple minutes here and I watch a couple minutes there and I kind of read recaps. Mm-hmm. We actually have some great recappers on the site.
Mm-hmm. Do a great job. Yes, we do.
On TV Fan Online. Yeah.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I sit there and I read and I watch, and it just seems like they're plotting her death. It's like she's going to die soon.
All right, Tina. I mean, you are Tina. Danielle. I'm not drinking, I promise. Danielle. If I keep watching the show, I'll have to.
Yeah, well, maybe we could. And what was I going to say? Yeah, I think I agree with Tina. Maybe, you know, Annie is going to die because she does make a very good point that, I mean, she's talking like this. And I would have liked Annie even to be at least the psychotic one, you know, that she was the one playing all the games. And then I would have.
Maybe they could turn it around that way.
But now she's never grown on me. I like her, like, in scenes with Zach when they talk. But I think it's true. I think they are the new Fab Four. They're trying to push them in our face. You know, we loved Kendall and Zach. We were the fans were the ones that first noticed the chemistry between the two of them. You know, and that's with our, you know, that's how they got on there. But now it's like they're in our faces all the time. And it's like, oh, come on.
Too much of a good thing. They're ruining
it. Yeah.
And I'm the biggest fan they've got. I'm the biggest one they could ever have.
Oh, I love them to death.
And
yeah.
they need to stop it before I kill them.
I don't know. I came in late to the game, and I have to say that they're just pretty blah to me.
Oh, they were really? Hot.
See,
mitts.
If you would have seen them from the beginning, you wouldn't be saying that.
Oh, they were hot dog personified. Yeah. Oh, my
right.
God.
Well, I don't have any of that history to go on.
Well, I mean, before they started having kids and having these life or death situations every 2 or 3 weeks, they were a very young, hot couple. They yeah. took them from young, hot couple to old married people full of problems in the space of 30 seconds.
Yeah, after wow. building them up for years. Oh, it took forever for them to get together.
I don't know why the writers can't understand that there's more drama involved in being a family than just these horrendous stunts that they come up with over
and
over.
Oh, I know it. And we were supposed to have hope with these new writers, and look what happened.
Well, I mean, they yeah. had all this drama with her having, you know, with her having Spike and blending that into a family. And then, okay, she gets pregnant. That's wonderful. Did they really have to go there with the car accident and the greeny right. crap and what have you? And hurting well, and, children? No, they didn't. Well, no, no. It was and the... they should have never brought Wax Beans back. She should have just stayed gone. Greenleaf should have been gone. She should have never been brought
Wax
back.
Wax Beans.
I was going to say, I don't see any point in her
no.
being on the show at all. It's except that it's giving Zach and Kendall someone to focus their revenge plot on.
Right. And,
they're
and that's
separate.
Not, and, those, and I thought this was the one of the smartest couples on daytime right now as far as ABC was concerned at the time, Zach and Kendall, because they were very smart people. They had ambition and that. And like Tina said, now they're like an old married couple who would have problems and they're, you know, it's just getting ridiculous. And I'm so sick of hearing about Wax Beans. I mean, she's just
it's,
not
it's
yet.
Actually really, really sad when the smartest yeah. couple on daytime is Todd and Blair.
Not really. They used to be
something
the smartest
wrong.
People on daytime. That's
right
what.
Right now on the show, Emma's the smartest person.
Out of all three soaps, to me, they are the smartest couple in daytime right now.
Who, Todd and Blair?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And they used to be, and it's nice to see that back. So, and I don't want Todd and Blair back together. Please don't get me wrong. I'm one of the few people that think they need a long break.
I think they're done for a long time.
I'm right there with you.
Long break. So we agree that we think
fact,
that.
I had this wild thought during the time when Todd asked Marcy if she wanted to share custody, and my radar went, wow, now that might be
No, Belinda, you're not allowed to talk for us.
No, seriously, because they're such opposite.
Hang up on you.
Yeah, I think Belinda's done. Bye, Belinda. I'm just kidding. You're psycho. And stop. Put down the cocaine. Put it down.
Yeah, back away from the crack.
That's right. But we agree. We think that Zach, Kendall, Ryan, and Annie / Greenlee are the new horrible four of ABC Daytime.
Yeah,
it's terrible. It's terrible.
Actually, to me, I think the way they have this whole Ryan Kendall dynamic going, I think they're trying to do the Sonny and Carly thing with them. Mm-hmm. And
it's just too disturbing.
It's horrible. And hey, I will say this. I love Richie. I love him.
I think he's awesome. I think he could be in scenes with Tad. You know, they could have some, you know, good conversations. I think he's very versatile. I think he's a very versatile character. I think Annie should be the one that's psycho. You know,
I would like that.
And I stand by that. I really do.
Make Annie the wacko one, him the sane one. We'll get rid of her and we'll keep him. I like it.
Well, that's pretty
funny. Exactly.
I hate that he's with Babe, but, you know, little things. One step
at
a time.
He'll move
on. I hate the fact that Babe's still on our screen. She should be gone.
I hear JR's getting back with her.
Yeah,
they're
going to
be humping that. Baby, humping that. I'm like, okay, how many people are you going to hump in one day, JR? Hello?
As many as will let him.
There's a lot of rumors out there that both the character of JR and the gentleman who plays him will be long gone from All My Children in the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I have heard that before.
Yeah, I think he's gone, and I can't really blame him. My place.
Well, you know, have you been seeing that he's been doing his great impersonation of Jack Nicholson? I mean, the scenes between him and Zach, and Zach, you know, was like going on, and he looked like, he reminded me of Jack Nicholson. I'm going, okay, buddy, stop channeling him. You need to, you know, act like JR. Whoa.
Well, but that's the thing with all my children right now. Who is JR? Who are half these people? I don't recognize them.
I don't know who any of them they are, and they don't act consistent. I can't get a bead on this show.
It's terrible. Right. It's just
I can't get a grip on the characters and the show at all right now.
Yeah. It's,
they have no center.
And well, then they're supposed to put Tad and Julia together?
Ew. No.
How do we feel about that?
Why is Brooke gone? It should be Tad and Brooke at this point.
Exactly.
Oh, well, we've been asking that question for over a year. Why is Brooke gone? And Dixie, the way she went out. She's terrible.
Whatever. She's gone. She's dead. Leave her dead.
Yeah,
poor Dixie fans.
Coming back from the dead. I've had
poor Dixie fans. Oh, I'm sorry. I just didn't want her to die by pancake. She's dead. Who cares? You know, Leo's dead then, and I don't want him.
He's not dead. We never saw the body, okay? Let's not go there.
He's in Paris with Vanessa.
He's
in the
Paris.
Real Greenlee.
Yes. Thank you, Batman. Love you. Okay. That's fine. If we haven't seen the body, that's fine. But on these characters where we've seen the body, we know that they're dead. You know what? Let them just be dead. So in my mind, Dixie is dead. She's never coming back. That means
I think they ought to start a whole new trend for the new millennium and do not bring back dead people.
Well, I mean, if
they
you guys
kill
them
off,
think to all this Emily crap now.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be interesting, y'all.
That is actually going to be good if you think about it.
It sounds like it's going to be good. I hope it.
Well, that's one thing General Hospital can do is sweeps. That's it.
Hey,
these days, it's about the only thing they do.
Well, I like the fact that Nicholas has gotten in touch with I hope it's his cassadine roots that's making him.
Me too.
Really? Too. I hope it's not some chemical imbalance.
Well, you know,
they do have a chemical imbalance, but
you know what? It could be a chemical imbalance that is hereditary.
Ooh.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. You know, nothing from Jerry's drug. Because I want to hear it. Melinda will have a fit if it's from Jerry's drug.
Oh, I know it. I've had enough of Jerry.
No. No, not you, Melinda.
Completely.
You're so, you know, you're so quiet about that.
She's so reserved. I know.
You would have never known.
Nope, and it's surprising me. It's surprising me. It's like me hating Carly. Nobody knows that.
It's right. It's a big secret. Yeah.
And nobody knows that I want her to wear a bra. I'm sorry, I can't get off of it.
bra.
They do have.
Yeah,
they have been making
a bra under the black dress.
Like once every 3 weeks, and then, you know, that doesn't count.
Did you notice they're making an attempt to dress her more equally so that her imbalanced top and bottom aren't so obvious? I thought that was a good choice.
Oh,
no.
Sorry, she looked like a slut hoe in that black dress.
Yes, she did. What else
she do? Wearing that little black dress around all day.
That is too funny, y'all. Well,
and you know what? It was actually a pretty dress, but it just looked like it like you said, it did look. She looks very slutty in it. It didn't compliment her at all.
No, it was just the dress. It was the dress and the boots.
Oh my goodness.
The boobs or the boots? What you're saying?
Either or. It's interchangeable.
I guess it doesn't matter. Who cares?
Who cares? Well, guys, thanks so much for talking to me tonight. I really enjoyed it. I love doing this ABC.
To all of you.
Well, do you guys have like a choice for performer of the week, Belinda?
Oh, Diane.
Oh, that's a good one. All right, Tina.
I'd have to say Vicky.
Oh yeah, baby, she's my girl.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, love Danielle. Her.
I would have to say, I think I would, go with Belinda, Diane. Yeah.
Well, good.
She's burning up the screen.
She's
awesome. If they don't give her a contract and build a family around her, then they have literally lost their minds forever and always. Amen.
Well, mine is Barbara Walters for going to lunch with Star Jones. So anyways, and on that note,
that was a perfect choice. Okay.
That was just this week.
Sometime, but I thought it was very interesting. Somebody could put up with Star Jones in real life. So anyways, oops, lawsuit.
watch it. Yeah.
Well, guys, have a great night. Thank you so much for showing up. It was so much fun. I had to keep it short. I was promised I would keep it short. So.
Oh, it's no problem. I'm going to be going to bed anyway.
Well, guys, have a good one.
Good night.
Have a good night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.